What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?
Hello, yes, and welcome to the internet.
Welcome to the internet. It's good every time.
Yeah, everything that happens on the internet is good, and nothing bad ever happens on the internet.
So far.
That's why you're here. Yeah, totally. It's only been for good. No one's ever felt bad.
I like it a lot.
I think the Twitter is the best part of the internet, personally.
Ooh, yeah. You know what I was thinking? You know, some people will go, I just use Twitter for news. And it's like, you know, there's the analogy that it's the bathroom wall of the internet. And it's the same shit. It's all the same shit. It's always something about the Jews. There's always some bullshit, like horny shit. It's the same shit. It's the same shit. It's not news.
It's not news. It's so funny, dude. It's just like, I only use my Bowie knife for shaving. Like... Shut up, dude. I you like, own a Bowie knife. It's
there
bad.
Were cavemen. Like, I only use this side of the cave for news. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's totally.
A drawing of a dick. It's not news, buddy. No.
I only use poison to sleep. I don't kill people with my poison. I bought poison that could kill the whole town, but I only use it to help me sleep. That's how I feel when people list positives of Twitter to me. They're just like, it's the honestly, it's like very similar to be like, I use guns for protection.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, they kill everybody, but sure, you get to feel safe.
Like,
congratulations.
You
yeah,
you work at Ralph's. I need to protect. Really?
Yeah, totally.
Where do you live? Maybe you should move.
You live in Ames, Iowa. Everything's Look, okay.
I think guns should not be used to protect your family or to hunt. They should only be used to overthrow the government.
Yeah,
that is the use. They should be used to, you know,
if
remove
only,
the czar from power.
If only... they had guns on January 6th. Everything would be better. Everything would be better. Damn, how crazy would that be? You listen to our podcast and you find out that we're like super QAnoners. Just hate. Just break into Nancy Pelosi's office. Fuck her.
Oh, man.
Piece of
so
shit.
Funny.
I mean, I do think she sucks, but not breaking into her office sucks.
Everyone sucks. Yeah. No one is good. That is one thing that is a relief. I used to be like, don't say that about, like, I had politicians I liked and I would go, no, they didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, yeah. Yeah.
No, you're right. Everyone's bad.
My favorite now is when somebody goes, what about Bill Clinton? I go, throw him in jail forever. How about that? I don't care.
I had this conversation with my dad the other day where my parents are super. I was going to say super liberal. They're super Democrat. My dad changed the subject in the middle of some family shit we were talking about. And he was like, I was on a train going from New Jersey to New York. So it was above ground so I could talk on the phone. And he was like, have you been looking at the news today? And I was like, no. And he was like, well, really great news.
Oh, boy.
The FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. So I think finally we're going to get some answers from this idiot is like what he said. And, you know, I'm glad they raided Mar-a-Lago, but I was just like, damn, you like really can't stop thinking about this guy, huh? the current guy, you don't see any issue with what's going on right now. We still think about the last guy. And look, you know, he absolutely did so many horrible things. I agree. January 6th, bad. I think he's a criminal. I think that he assaulted a lot of people. Yeah. But like, at a certain point, I do think it's interesting that it's your political mission is to get the last guy is really fucking scary to me.
And it's it's like when people are like, Eddie Murphy's going to do stand up again. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
You know how I know? I do stand up. Yeah. And I don't think so.
It's hard.
I don't think so, buddy.
I don't know. I mean, he might run again. He might. I don't know. I'm not total. I don't know.
I mean,
America.
He's definitely going to run again. He's going to for sure win. But when people go, whenever the liberals are like, we got him. We got his tax returns. You don't. I'm just telling you, you don't. There's laws of the universe, and bad things do not happen to billionaires. They haven't happened once. They will happen never. We live in a world that is, we got a capitalist country. When you're a billionaire, you have won. That is how it goes. Nothing bad will happen to him. He will never die. He will live forever. He will change the rules. He'll be president till the second he dies at 150. It's just, you don't got him. You don't got him.
The workplace environment in Amazon is so stressful that in the span of a couple months, 7 women miscarried.
What?
That's a true story.
Whoa.
And
dude.
And then what happened as a result of that is that Jeff Bezos is an astronaut. I just don't.
Well, let me tell you this. Yeah. If What's It Called Inc. ever gets big enough to have 7 female employees miscarry, I would like to leave the planet.
Yeah, you know? That's a good point.
7 of our editors miscarried this week.
That's so much. Hey, Jeff, 7 people fucking miscarried. I'm going to the moon. I can't hear you. I'm halfway to the moon already. Sorry, I can't hear you from my spaceship. What?
That's no different than Michael in the office just shutting the blinds and locking himself.
Totally.
If Michael could go to the moon.
I can't. I get bad reception on the moon. I'm sorry. There aren't a lot of towers here. So I can't hear you. Yeah. Right, totally. Dude, that's so funny that the reason Elon and Bezos are going to the moon is that they're about to get canceled.
Yeah.
Can't cancel me on the moon.
It's like international waters. They're just.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's still there is an American flag up there, though, so they might be screwed.
And it was right after divorces for both of them. So it's,
man,
no reception on the moon. Sorry, babe. Babe. What, babe?
What?
I wonder if the guy from Apple's going to be like, we're going to put a tower on the moon so you can. And Elon's
no!
Like,
No. They're going to try to go back in time to make the Russians land on the moon first. So there's no American jurisdiction.
Dude, what if the Russians did make it to the moon first? You know?
Yeah. Would anything be different? I don't think so.
They'd have public transportation up there, I bet. I bet there'd be a big old train.
You think so? Why? Dude, good public transportation in Russia?
Yeah, they got trains all over out the ass out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they would have brought a bunch of people there and killed them as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it might end up making the moon cool because it would just be full of like Russian Jews and gay people. It would be like the coolest place.
We put the first dead man on the moon. You're like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Why'd you put a dead guy up there?
USA had living people land on moon, but we first corpses dropped on moon. They just honestly, that's they funny. Should have landed on the moon after us and then burned our flag. How sick would that have been? They're like, it is hard to make fire on moon, but
Russia can figure it out.
We can figure it out. Yeah, totally. Well, they're used to Siberia is pretty similar to the moon. Same
I like
gravity.
The idea that their astronauts are still just wearing the Russian army unit. It's that big, long gray coat and a fuzzy hat.
They don't have a helmet. They can just, it turns out Russians can breathe in space. It's just so grueling living there that they don't need oxygen.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, this is better.
This is great. It's awesome. It's like being in a trampoline park.
The Russians are just jumping over.
They're so happy. Yeah. They're like, I'm not going back, man. This is great.
The accent's gone. Their accent leaves. The accent is just, it's cold.
Hello.
That's the Russian accent.
It's cold. It turns out they all speak perfect English. They land on the moon. They're all bouncing. They're like, oh my God. Did you see Up? Up was great. We just watched Up on the moon. They watched Up on the moon ship. They landed. And then they were like immediately happy. Finally, we're not going back, dude. We got a rover. What do we need? We got a rover. We eat dust in Russia anyway. So we'll eat dust. We'll hang out in the Sea of Tranquility. It is it's tranquil. And yeah, we'll watch Up every day, bounce around. It'll be good. We love the moon, you and me.
We really do. It's such a funny thing.
It is. Well, it's because, right? Like, obviously, it's cool. It's just cool anyway. Space is cool. But also, I legitimately feel like there's going to be some development with living or traveling to the moon. We have people that are not astronauts going to space now just because they sold enough books or cars. Which is fucking crazy, dude. They sold so many fucking copies of the Bible and robot cars that they can go to the moon now, even though they're like the devil and everybody knows it. They abuse people and we're like, no, you can go to the moon. That's cool.
Right.
We're like, You've abused so many people and sold so many books that we think it's okay for you to kind of be God now. Because going to space is pretty close to being God, I would say.
Well, it was like that. That's why I think the moon is so funny, because it went from the most incredible achievement of the human spirit and ingenuity and teamwork and, balls to go up there. And very soon it will become lame as shit.
Yeah, dude.
There will be fucking bachelorette parties up there. There will be a big QR code that you can use on the side.
Right
of the
when
moon.
You land, your ship has to, they're trying to figure out the technology you're trying to figure out right now, right? Is how to land a ship vertically so it can shoot off from the same spot it landed. And once they figure that out, that's what SpaceX is trying to do. Once they figure that out, they can like really travel back and forth. So you're like laying on your back and the thing like lands standing straight up and you look out and you see just these craters and just lights and you're like, oh my God, I'm on the moon. And you walk out of your ship and there's a senior frogs right there.
There's going to be the first woman on the moon, and then there's going to be the first person holding her hair while she throws up on the moon.
Yeah, totally. Imagine, oh man, it's such an opportunity for the first guy to sell cocaine on the moon. Who's that guy gonna be? It's gonna be the guy that opens the senior frogs is what it's gonna be.
Gonna be hard. He's gonna be like, well, to make ends meet, I'm gonna need to sell coke.
Honey, you know, your great uncle was the first douchebag on the moon. He opened a Papa's and beer, he sold cocaine, he sold those mugs that are shaped like tits. Yeah, on the moon. First guy to do all those things. And we have the internet, so everything can be saved digitally instead of like now we don't know first. Everyone's like, yeah, St. Augustine was the first town in America. We're going to know everything. We're going to know the first guy that jerked off on the moon.
First DUI.
First DUI. I mean,
the first guy that's already jerked off. There for sure has been one of those astronauts jerked off on the moon.
That's a good point.
Biologically, it's very likely.
And probably some astronaut got like a little drunk and drove the Rover. Like in the 60s, everybody was drunk all the time. I'll bet you Neil Armstrong was like, it's day two. I think we should get kind of fucked up. I think we should get a little fucked up. And Buzz is like, well, you know what my first name is. And then they just fucking and they just drop acid on the moon. Day two. And you're like, well, this is one small hit for me. And one big hit of acid for mankind. Like, let's put a fucking flag in the moon. That's how they decided it. They're high as shit. That'd be fucking funny if we put an American flag.
Yeah,
on
it's
the moon.
Ours.
It's stupid. We own the Tibbs. Moon. Tibbs.
Shotgun.
We win.
I got the moon.
Shotgun. Moon. Tibbs on moon.
I do wonder what a zero gravity erection would do. Like, would that be enough? Like, you get an erection in your suit. Does it like push you back a little bit? Now you're just like, oh,
yeah, totally. Maybe sex on the moon is your dick stays still and you move. I wonder if people have had sex on the International Space Station.
I think so. I remember looking it up one time.
Oh, really?
I don't know how reliable the source was, but
man, I'll bet you need it. Probably takes more to come, right? Because you don't have the inertia. Right?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's easy for me to come.
looking down at Earth.
I think I'd be pretty. Yeah. Oh, look at all the tits down there. There's billions of them. Imagine how many people are naked just in Africa alone. Oh, South America's coming around. Oh, that's a hot. Lots of hot people there. Oh, man. Luckily for me, I'm sexually attracted to massive floating orbs. Celestial bodies have always would have gotten me going.
Celestial bodies.
Oh, is that Alpha Centauri?
Don't
oh,
celestial body God. Shame me while I'm jerking off on the International Space Station.
Looks like my celestial body, my choice.
Dude, the Earth is thick. The Earth is thick as fuck, dude.
Yeah, man. Now that I'm up here, I tell you, you know what I want to do? I want to fuck Sagittarius.
There's one douchebag astronaut who's like, man, if the Earth lost a little weight, you know?
Oh, my God.
If Earth lost a little weight,
looking
I'd
a little more like
you.
An oval lately. Jesus Christ, douchebag astronauts! That's amazing, dude. This the thing is though that it's gotta be. I mean, what's an astronaut? It's just somebody in the Air Force who went to college, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So there's gotta be one scumbag that went to the moon at least.
And I think. All they make you do is they spin you around for a while and they make it a very expensive spin. They can't just give you a baseball bat and tell you to spin. They put you in a thing. They go, ooh. And if you throw up, you can't go to the moon. That's it. That's the test.
Exactly.
You
totally.
Spin you around. And if you don't throw up, no one throwing up on the moon.
Can't throw like up on Uber. The moon. That's the rule.
$200 to throw up on the moon.
That's funny. So. Look, man, Don't throw up in the LEM, okay? It's real expensive to clean. The next guys are going to be fucking pissed, dude. You know what? You throw up in here, the next guy's going to be Tom Hanks, and you don't want Tom Hanks smelling your puke. Isn't it honestly sort of shocking that the first person to go to the moon isn't Tom Hanks?
No,
the first public citizen? Like, you would have, I would think that it would be somebody like that, some sort of like beloved celebrity. Not just right. Some fucking rich dipshit.
Yeah, it is weird. It's like, because as a society, I really wonder how different lockdown would have been if Tom Hanks didn't get COVID, you know?
Oh,
he's interesting. He's our beloved person, you know? You got Oprah and Tom Hanks and, like, I don't really know, The Rock.
I've been listening to this podcast about the AIDS crisis. Yeah. I love this podcast Fiasco. It's
I've listened to that. It's good.
So good. So the new season is about the AIDS crisis, and every season they like break down like one big massive event that affected everybody in the world or in the country over a long period of time. And so they did the AIDS crisis, and there are lots of specifics about it I didn't know. And one of the things is the world like started to take it seriously when Rock Hudson got AIDS. And it's just like, God damn, dude. Fuck.
Wow.
Yeah, totally. And that's just really interesting to think what babies we are, what like morons everybody in the world is.
Wow, just,
like,
yeah.
Tom Hanks got COVID and we're like, maybe it is real. If Captain Phillips got it. This is so like, because he gets it, then if Castaway gets it, then the next guy who's going to get it is Wilson. And man, I love that volleyball. That was my favorite volleyball. Just a bunch of apes, dude. We're just so stupid.
Yeah. It's got to be something. Yeah, that has to make it real for people, you know?
Yeah, totally. Did Bugs Bunny get it? I hope Bugs Bunny doesn't get it.
Bugs Bunny got monkeypox. Oh, shit.
You know what? Yeah, totally.
No.
You know what I heard? I heard Wally got the vaccine. I'm thinking about getting it. I think you might get it, dude. All the characters in Cars have been getting the vaccine. There's a part of that podcast about the AIDS crisis where they start talking about how like they use celebrities to get the word out about condoms.
Oh,
and
wow.
I remember being a kid and like I think that condoms as a phenomenon were like being pushed really hard when I was like young, when I was like 8 or 9. It's like when they started and they played this. This ad that was like, "Hi, I'm Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm naked on stage a lot and I have sex. And whenever I have sex, I wear a condom." And it's like,
what?
And it's like, that helped. Fuck, dude. That wow. really blows. We used to live in a world where the world's like dumbest singer told you to wear a condom. And people were like, okay, I'll do it now.
Yeah.
The guy who's like music is either about heroin or just like swallowing wrong.
I'm glad it happened that way. Instead, like if AIDS came out now, it'd be a bunch of videos of Biden being like, "It still feels pretty good. Condoms aren't, it's not that bad. You know, sometimes it helps you last longer. It's not a big deal."
Yeah.
Helps you. Strap it up.
And Trump would be like, "Condoms are fake." They're fake. They don't do anything. They're not real. They don't protect people. You put them on, it's not sex anymore. And it hurts you, actually. It hurts you. It's true. No, we know this. We know this about my...
Shrinks the penis.
That's what the voice is. I can never get the voice. Yeah.
I worked kind of one time when I was in Horton School of Finance.
It actually feels like it feels like knives. They know it. You put the condom on, it makes your penis bleed. We know this about condoms. When they say it does not stop disease, it does not stop women from getting pregnant. It gets them more pregnant. We got more pregnant when we took the condom on the penis. It's just like, yeah, no, it would be hell right now.
If you say all that shit, like, you know, the areas with the most condoms have the most babies. So I'm just saying.
Totally. And then there would also be all these people on Twitter that's being like, "You have to wear a condom 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you don't, you're racist." And Jesus.
Maybe this did happen and we just were too young to know this was the debate. But
yeah.
That's so funny.
I do remember like Eminem being a big thing. And even as a kid being like, I feel like. Because, like, I remember the argument about Eminem being really funny. Because there's, like, there are a bunch of people being, like, everything he's doing is horrifying.
Yeah.
And then he would be like, "I'm going to kill my family."
Yeah.
And then there would be certain people that would be like, "All right, well, that's fucked up. But could we just relax a little?" And he'd be like, "They're trying to control me. They're trying to control what I say." And they're like, "Yeah, well, you're saying, like, you should drug underage kids and kill your daughter." The argument was very similar. It was like very extreme. Yeah. There was like not a lot of middle ground where people were like, you know, just be normal.
Yeah. I love the most that he'll still like, I was listening to one of his newer albums the other day and he's like, "I'm the one your parents hate." And I was like, my parents are very old now. I think they forgot your name. And I'm an adult.
Like you're talking to a generation that went through this and now they're the parents, dude. And they're kind of, they're probably like, oh, I sort of get it.
I mean, I'm not going to let them listen to it that young. I was listening to Eminem when I was eight. You know, I turned out good. Look at us. I turned out pretty good. That's the other thing is that it is.
I don't know. I argue with myself about it a lot. Like, I'm certainly not down for censorship. I never thought that I would ever think you should stop someone from saying things.
But you just, there's just you consequences. Have to be the parent.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't buy them the CD.
Right.
Have you thought about that? There's also something.
Yeah. Like you said,
they don't have money.
Know.
They're eight.
You did. I understood the context when I was a kid. I argue with myself about this because I really did. I think about Eminem specifically a lot. I like, I got that he wasn't going to kill people and people thought he was gonna,
right?
But he wasn't. But I don't know. Maybe he was. I don't know. I like, it never made me want to hurt anybody, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
So, but then again, I see how it could make some people. It's weird. It's like we're always arguing about how words affect people, right? I don't know. Yeah. I argue with myself about it lately. You know?
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. For me, though, Eminem is like an element of the universe. And when I'm going through a breakup, I don't know why, but that's what I need. It gets something out. The old stuff. Like Eminem Show, Marshall Mathers LP. If I'm listening to that, it's like a Band-Aid. And it just helps. It helps your breakup not get infected. Because now I'm in another world. The anger's getting out and the hurt's getting out, but it's not getting infected. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to listen to an actual song about a breakup. I want to listen to him talk about a chainsaw. It, just, it helps. I don't know why.
I mean, he's great. We talk about him a lot. He's, I think we like
Eminem. The moon.
Eminem is second only to the moon.
The two whitest things.
You put Eminem on the moon. He's getting pissed at the ground. I'll bet you Ja Rule's in one of these craters. I fucking bet you, dude. I'm gonna marry this rock and then kill it.
So think about this. So I bet 1,000 years ago or something, if you're looking at the moon, because the craters are huge. They're huge.
You're damn
but you
right
never see
huge.
One happening. You know, can you imagine being like you got your spear and you're sitting at the top of a hill with a fuzzy little shawl on what they used to wear, and you're just looking up. And you see a fucking crater hit the moon and make that huge crater that's like the man in the moon's eye. Wouldn't that would freak me the fuck out?
You know what I think when I think about that? And I that most of human history was that for sure. Mm-hmm. People looking into the sky or out into the open, not understanding and wondering, right? Yeah. When you think about shit that way, it becomes pretty clear that all religions were formed by the dumbest person there. Do you know what I mean? Like, because like a normal person will look at something they don't understand and wonder.
Mm-hmm.
A confident normal person will look at a bunch of stuff they don't understand, wonder, and like think they get it. But a confident, stupid person will look at something they don't understand and know they get it. You know what I mean? They'll so like somebody was like, oh man, I wonder what those dents in the moon are. And then some fucking idiot was like, God poked it. God poked it. That God poked the moon. Water's God peeing. Water's God. We made God mad. And when God's mad, he won't pee.
I think a lot of it too was that no one, every poet was misunderstood. Like, I bet the first guy was tornadoes are the finger of God. And then the guy goes, what? And he runs back to the temple.
Tornadoes are the finger of God.
Get the book out. Get the book out. It's the finger of God. Anyone who says it's not, kill him. And they're like, no,
he was saying it's like the, it's like a metaphor.
And they're like, kill him too. I swear that had to be the first 1,000 years of religion was just.
That's also funny to think about because that's so true, dude. And for thousands of years, poetry was the only emo. It was like the only
right.
Like depressed art. I mean, I guess maybe that's not true, but it was like the only thing that you could be a fan of in your sadness.
Yeah.
We figured this out on Suicide Buddies once. The way Sylvia Plath apparently was obsessed with Dylan. What's the name of the guy who wrote Do Not Go Gently Into That Good Night? Dylan Thomas.
Thomas.
She apparently like she wrote about him. She like couldn't handle being around him when she was a little girl. And Wheeler was like, oh, shit, I think that the poets were like Taking Back Sunday back then for like emotional teenagers. But it's just funny to think of this like sad sack emo boy of the tribe in like 5000 BC just being like, the tornado is the finger of God.
Yeah, and like, oh, shut up. You all know the what warriors... their voice sounded like.
Right.
You know, if you knew, they were like, a tornado is the finger of God.
It's just, but then it's just on paper. So all of the, right. all the bros of the village are like, tornadoes are God. And he was like, no, I was just sad.
No, I, no, no.
I just wanted to marry your daughter. But I'm a wimp. And I can't. I write poetry because I went on a mammoth hunt once and I hurt my ankle.
It had to be in every culture, like the first 50 poets were executed on the spot. Like, because I don't think they knew about fiction. Like somebody was like,
the wheelbarrow.
And then they just killed him. Well, that's not true.
Wow.
The crow flying said,
the crow said, kill him. Like it had to be.
Totally, man. Like you, yeah. That's happened in like a lot of movies I've seen about that. I mean, who knows if that's true, but when like there's a soothsayer, they tend to just like say an omen is whatever the Lord needs it to be so they don't get their throat cut in the middle of town.
Yeah, I wouldn't kill. I mean, I'm glad, you know, I'm so glad we weren't born then, you know. I would have gotten killed so quick.
Oh my God, I know, dude. Yeah, totally. I would just be like, it's hot, and they just shoot me. Like, it's not hot, you little fucking baby. I don't like the humidity, and then they just stab me right in the
heart. What's that? Kill him.
Yeah.
There's not water in the air, you fucking piece of shit.
That guy's wearing a shirt. Kill him. Why is he afraid? Why is that guy afraid? Seems like he's afraid of the sky. Yeah, totally. Man, Eminem and the Moon. The Eminem and the Moon show. I'm the same with Eminem, dude. Yeah. It is interesting, too. I don't know. Maybe it's not worth thinking about too much. But I do like... Like, I'm certainly, we're at a place now, right, where we're sort of, like, realizing that there are extremes on the internet of people being mad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the conservative side is obviously the bad one, but then the people that are, like, constantly yelling at you to do the right thing always seems like there's something there, too. Just like, are you perfect? And
I don't want to always do the right thing. No one does.
Yeah.
Right. That's the thing that, you know, liberals need to kind of incorporate into their campaign.
Yeah.
Sometimes doing the right things, it's like, I don't want to always eat healthy food. I don't want to always, you know, exercise.
That is,
doing the right thing sucks.
You need to please write a bit about that. Because I think not only is it funny, but it would help. Because I do sit and wonder a lot, like, why do I get... There are people who politically agree with on Twitter who are just yelling about it and just like, and it basically boils down to like, it sucks because conservatives are like, this is all liberals, this is all leftists. And we're like, no, it's not. Some people understand that life is complicated and we make mistakes and you try to get better and you try to, you know, but people are like, I don't know. What's an example? Like, if you ever use the wrong pronoun for someone, fuck you. Right. And it's like, sure. It's I would imagine it's painful to hear the wrong pronouns for you, but I also know I've fucked up with my friends and I didn't mean to,
right?
And then I said sorry and we moved forward, right?
And think like, about in the old days, sometimes you would use the right pronoun. Like, you ever use the wrong pronoun with someone in the 90s and then later on they transition and you're like, so I was
retroactively, right,
it was wrong because that was not what you were asking for at the time. Yeah. Which is, you want to just do the right thing when someone, whatever someone wants to live their life as. But it's like, you know, yeah, and life's hard and you fuck up
and
sometimes.
If you're doing your best, yeah, you don't want to, you know. And yeah, right. So this is the essence of the argument. And so I think that's why it's like really hard to shut people down who say shit like that, yeah. Right? But I think what we're not pointing out, which you just did very well, which I really like, is that the other, I think the reason it sucks is because while you might agree with the content, the message also includes like the principal, which sucks. School sucks, dude.
It does.
School blows, and you want me to just like always be a good little schoolboy,
right?
Yeah,
I just can't. It's like, all right, you need 9 hours of sleep every night. You need to exercise for 90 minutes. You need to eat chicken and broccoli.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No chicken. You need to eat tofu and broccoli, and that needs to be organic and locally sourced. You need to buy it a mile from where you live, and you need to spend all day building houses for the homeless.
Right.
And like, it's just like, well, no alcohol. No, like, it's just this weird, right. Like, I can't be a monk.
Yeah.
I'll try and do a third of that. I'll give you, that's where the negotiations can start. But it's just like, dude, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to be good, you know?
Yeah, dude.
And they act like it's so easy. And I'm like, I got to go to work.
Right.
I got to do stuff. Healthy food's expensive, damn it. And I don't want to eat it. You know how hard it is to eat broccoli? What the fuck? It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also a lot of tossing around blame on Twitter that bugs me a lot. We've talked about this before. How you see those posts about mental health where someone is like, if there's someone in your life who does not value you as a human being and actively speaks down to you, blah, 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 you need to remove them. And it's like, sure, that's true. But maybe you're tweeting at a sociopath. Like, who's you don't even know who's reading this. Maybe the person reading it is someone who's abused me in the past. And now what do we fucking do? It's not like everybody is just perfect because they happen to be reading it. And there's just a lot of deciding that somebody is an asshole and then we all gang up on them right now. And like, I don't know, sometimes I agree with it, but it doesn't make it feel wrong.
And it feels there's wrong. Another thing that Twitter, like a lot of people seem to realize, a lot of these self-help types that'll be like, they'll have this new philosophy, this new lease on life. And you realize it's just they discovered being selfish, where they're like, you know what? Sometimes in life, you just need to lock your kids in a room for a week. And you need, and I'll just be like, what the fuck is going on? No. Sometimes your oldest friend who's always been there for you just has weird vibes and you need to kill them. And you're like, what are you talking about?
Totally.
You didn't just discover, like you're being selfish. This is like how a 5-year-old thinks.
Yeah. And then there's like, yeah, I don't know. The ones that are really, I think when I think about like the really extreme stuff that I was talking about, it's like these, we've just gotten to this place where these examples are very like, if you walk by a person who doesn't have a home and you don't give them water, there's something wrong with you. And it's like, I don't know, man. I want to. What are you talking about, though? Like, what are we talking about?
I live in LA. I would not do anything else. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which maybe that's what I should do. Maybe that's what Jesus would do, is he would do only that. But I need to have money for my house.
There's also really funny ones. Like, you know how many times in my life someone's been like, you shouldn't give money to homeless people. You should give them socks. That's like what they say. You should. And it's like, yeah. Okay, well, you know, if I were a millionaire and I had a bunch of free time, I would fill my station wagon with clean socks. But
those are the same people that are like, you know, cold water's bad for you. Shut the fuck up.
It's like, yeah, totally.
Your body gets it quicker if it's warm water. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I bet this cold water is just fine.
You know, the way that they farm romaine lettuce actually hurts four-year-olds specifically.
Sometimes I want to, because a lot of these people, I just want to put a hand on their shoulder and be like, you probably have 20 good years left of your life.
Yeah.
Stop doing this to people. Find a way to be happy, please.
Yeah.
Stop fucking with me.
It just sucks too, because there are actual, like, lots of actual hateful motherfuckers who, like, will hate on people who are just being a person.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck those people.
I know. Fuck them all.
Anyway.
And fuck you.
Well, we got on a little political.
Welcome to What's It Called, everybody.
Welcome to What's It Called. We have fun.
We have a good time.
You damn and right.
Hopefully, if you're one of those people that we just mentioned, you know, and all also, full disclosure, I've been every single one of those people. I've made every mistake we just talked about being annoyed about. I do all of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's just a topic that's hard to talk about, right? Because I think, I don't know, I hope that we've conveyed on the show that we are like all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a period of time in my life where I was on the internet yelling at people to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, it was just like, I think the yelling at people is bad. I do want us to do the right, you know, I accept all, and I hope that's fucking clear. You know,
yeah.
Whoever you are, whatever your identity is, you're welcome here. And if you attack anyone for their identity, man, fuck you. Truly. From the bottom of my heart. And there's like famous people being anti-trans and shit right now, and it breaks my heart. We're talking about another specific thing that I think makes it harder to be like this, which is that there are just these people that are so extreme. Like, the biggest example I can think of is like Megan Amram. Someone outed her as having like old tweets that were like, the punchline of like one or two of them was gross about Asian people. And that sucks. And she openly admitted it. But the internet freaked out on her and like tried to, like, there were a lot of people trying to end her career. And then like 2 days later, it came out that the guy that was freaking out on her the most, that was yelling at her, someone was like, hey, you have like old jokes about black people. And he was like, yeah, but I was kidding.
Right.
And it was like, sure, all bad. But Megan Amram is sort of still in jail. And she was like, she's out here donating and apologizing and all this shit. And it's just sort of like, maybe we could have let her apologize. Be mad if you want to be mad. But again, now I'm not Asian, so I feel bad about what I'm saying. And what do I fucking know?
Apologies exist. People, every comedian, 9 out of 10 jokes I make are not funny, and some are just not funny because they're not funny, and some are not funny because I went through a phase where I was trying to be edgier and it didn't work, and you say things you don't mean. But you know, as long as you apologize
and like actually try to be good. She didn't take any. She was like, you're just right, man, you're right, that was wrong. And
which is what you want. What do you want from people when you bring up, hey, you tweeted this, and then they go, I'm sorry? Like, it has to be good. It either has to be good enough or it's not, like, you know.
Yeah. And
not everyone can forgive people, but I think it's a good
and that's it okay makes too,
your life
I
easier to
say.
Forgive people. You
that's another stressful. Thing, right? It's okay to not forgive, I think, also. Like, if you're someone who feels like someone directly hurt who you are and attacked you, and you're like, fuck them forever. Totally. And that's my problem with, like, oh my God, the other side's way worse. These assholes that are like, everyone should be allowed to say everything all the time. And it's like, nah, dude, really no.
Nope.
And the fact that you're saying that makes me feel pretty weird about you and wonder how you feel about people.
Right.
But no, like, obviously we've been talking about this now for like 8 minutes, and it's because every time it comes up I have these specific feelings, but at the end of the day I don't know, no one's ever attacked my identity, I guess, so I should probably shut up,
right,
is the thing I end up thinking. And here we are
on
the podcast again. The silly podcast with no meaning, and we're still doing it.
Yeah, dude.
Man.
This is a fun one. Eminem and the moon and politics.
Damn. Have we renamed the moon or Eminem?
How have we not?
How have we not?
That's coming up. Just you wait.
I feel like we should do Eminem next week. Maybe we'll do Eminem next week. All right.
Yes. Yes, I do.
But yeah, welcome to What's It Fucking Called, y'all. Yeah, get ready to lay down. You bunch of Richard Carnes,
you sleepers. We love you so much. We're the Potato Boys. We're coming at you live from
StreamHard.
From StreamHard.
It's like StreamYard, but the internet has a boner while you're doing
it. That's right. Zero gravity. And let me tell you something, sleepers. If you don't have an El Segundo beer in your hand, you can go straight to hell because that's
a good point.
First of all, delicious. Second of all, has the perfect amount of alcohol per square inch of beer. And you're just going to love it. And they're good people and they don't sell out. A lot of these breweries, they sell out. They start putting rice in their beer. They stop caring. They shove their hops up their ass before they put them in the tank. And a lot of them 100%
true.
A lot of these breweries are, you know, evil. But El Segundo is good.
You know, they use a very specific, they're the only brewery to use this one hop, and the hop is called sex. They use sex hops at El Segundo. And so if you want some sex, go to...
If you want some sex...
Drink an El Segundo.
It's the only beer that gets you laid every time.
That's
you can drink
right.
it in Antarctica. Inside mm-hmm. a glacier, someone's going to break in with a hairdryer and get you out and blow you.
That's right. You could be Captain America 20 years after you got frozen, and you could still be having sex.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. El Segundo Brewing is actually the beer that got Beyonce pregnant. that's right. We
oh man,
we would not
that is
have...
not what I thought you were gonna say.
Jay-Z, that's the thing. Jay-Z can't get it up unless he has a Mayberry IPA. And he's been on record saying that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, and, man.
I want to shout out a couple quick things here. Come see me in Tucson, Arizona, September 9th and 10th. And come see me at the Independent Comedy Club in Detroit, October 14th and 15th. That's a long way away, but come out because if I sell a bunch of tickets, it'll be good. And if I don't, they're going to kill me. So come on out.
They do kill you in Detroit if you make one mistake.
I know.
I love those
guys.
That's
the law.
Independent
I wish
comedy
we
club.
Had that here.
Do you know Brett Mercer, dude?
I don't know anybody.
I only know, I haven't been to, I did one show in Detroit, so I haven't, like, in my entire life, and I was there for, like, less than 24 hours. They were so good to me. They put together a show pretty last minute on, like, a Tuesday. It was super fun, and it was some of the guys that ended up doing Independent Comedy Club, and, like, so I know a few of them, and I've toured a little bit with this guy, Brett Mercer, who's so fucking funny, dude.
Nice.
And you know, there's a lot of funny comics, but there's also I guess that's true, but you know what I mean? Like when you tour out of a big city, the way that comics in big cities talk about the middle of the country is that it's worse and it's not. But what I really like is when you find like kind of a weirdo who's like voice and perspective, you've just like never seen anything like it. And Brett's like that. It's like, damn, dude, your brain is fucking weird.
Yeah.
He's real funny. Guys. Rand Barnacle's like that, too. Rand's
I love Rand.
Crazy, dude.
Shout out to Rand. Funniest dude in the world.
So funny. Dude.
Legitimately, like, the funniest.
So funny. Yeah, the funniest.
Just funny all the time. Funny sitting down, funny standing up.
He's I love going to Cincinnati. Guy. I love the shows there. But honestly, I think my favorite thing to do in Cincinnati is to finish the show. And sit around with the comics
hanging out
and
with
drink. It's like the hardest I've ever laughed is hanging out with those guys.
They're all so funny.
Yeah, dude. Wayne Memmott. Oh, yeah. Hang out with Wayne Memmott.
I don't know Wayne.
He runs a lot of shows there. He's real funny, too. And Dave Waite. I brought up Wayne. So, you know, I know we got to rename, but I love talking about Cincinnati.
Love it.
Dave Waite and like a bunch of our friends came up in Cincinnati. And so they're like the older guard to the guys who live there now. Yeah. And I was talking to Dave about Cincinnati comedy, and I brought up Wayne, and Dave goes, purple shorts. And I was like, what?
Oh, wait, I do know Wayne.
And he's like, I know purple shorts, man. He wore purple shorts to an open mic. And I was like, when? And he was like, in like 2011. And they've been calling him purple shorts ever since. And
dude,
it's like, who cares, dude? Like,
you can't get away from a nickname.
You can't get away from a nickname. And I literally was like, he was like, who gives a fuck if someone's wearing purple shorts, man? People wear shit all the time. And Dave goes, dude, you wear purple shorts to an open mic? we're gonna call you purple shorts.
First of all, they're shorts. So
right,
red flag.
Totally, you're purple. On stage and they're purple.
What are you doing? Unless totally. You're Prince, you better get the fuck out of here with those purple shorts.
Yeah, did Prince ever wear shorts? I don't think so.
He can do whatever he wants, but I don't remember seeing his knees ever.
The shorts, formerly known as pants.
Well, we got to rename France.
We do need to rename France. By the way, real quick, what's it called.rodeo is our website. There's links to all of our social media, Twitch, Patreon, all that stuff on there. Sign up for our Patreon if you want bonus shit from us. And yeah, let's rename France, man.
Hell yeah, dude. France. What a country. Have you ever been? I've never been.
I have been.
So these are all going off of vibes and French people I've met and okay. French movies I've seen.
All right. Do you want to go first? Should I go first?
Hell yeah. You go first.
All right. Here's my first name for France. Oh.
I knew it. I was like, mine would have been.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because my second one is. I'm not done.
People in France can't excuse open
me.
Their mouth.
Excuse
all
me,
the
Caleb.
Way.
I'm not done. I'm not done. Oh. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, they all had their jaws wired shut.
Their jaws wired shut. Totally. Yeah.
Today,
all right, you go.
Oh, dude. Boy. Yeah, Montreal's dad.
Oh, okay. Gay Mexico.
Gay England.
You know what's so funny, dude? I don't know why gay Mexico makes sense at all, but well, I thought I of it go. And it made me laugh. It
I
just
want to go to gay Mexico.
Right. It. Yeah, it just feels like gay Mexico.
I also got straight Spain. I don't know why. But
oh, okay.
Gay
sure.
England, straight Spain.
Rich Canada.
The best little whorehouse in Europe.
Paris, etc.
Mime Hatton.
Stupid Hatville.
They do have stupid hats.
There's all kinds of stupid hats there.
I got the Hunchback of Smoking Bums.
Oh, yeah. Soft cheese, hard bread, and kissing.
Hard bread. I hate that hard bread.
Oh, dude.
It hurts like my mouth.
Make the whole bread be the middle. What the yeah. fuck? Why is the outside like this?
Why'd you cook it too long every single time?
Yeah.
I got a Disneyland for drunk riders.
Weird. What a weird.
That's all. Everyone, you go to their Wikipedia, they're a writer and they're smoking a cigarette in their picture and it's in black and white and they're like, and then they're like yeah. the French period. And so they went to France for like 8 years and got hammered. It's always the same.
Yeah. Did you know this? Speaking of that, that France is the only country in the world that's still in black and white. It's true.
Feels like it.
Yeah, it's true. Not a lot of people. Know yeah. that, but yeah. The land of horny skunks.
Ben Franklin's fuck palace.
The International House of Naps.
I got Mordor for Republicans.
Oh, wow.
Like that's where they want to end it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Right. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
They
yeah,
want to
yeah.
drop some. I don't know what they but they hate it so much.
Yeah. I get it. I see. You got to cast the beret into the fondue.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally understand. One baguette to rule them all.
And they bring it up a lot. You ever hang out with a Republican, they'll be like, fucking France. And I'll be like, what? Did something happen recently? And they're like, World War II.
Yeah. I mean, you remember when France was against us attacking Iraq? And yeah. so we started calling French fries freedom fries. Just peak, yeah. peak stupidity in America.
And probably now we're all like, oh, yeah, damn. Like,
yeah. Yeah, we agree, France.
Oh, shit.
It's sorry, also France. Like,
really
yeah, sorry, France.
To that.
Now we hate France because it turns out that they're super racist.
Yeah, yeah. That was my next one. My next one is more anti-Semitism than I want.
Totally. All right, here we go. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You got to Louvre yourself to the museum. You got to Louvre yourself to the museum.
Well, this has been what's it called? You gotta lube yourself. Oh boy, what a through line. Eminem, Moon.
Yeah, we brought it all around. If only I could have a moon for a moon name for France. Let's see, we can come up with a moon.
I got nothing. Moon yeah. Town, moon, the sea of tranquillitoire. Yeah.
The sea of tranquillitoire. That's
all
funny.
I got. That's all I got.
Oh, let's see. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Thanks for
London's moon. Spain's moon. Spanish moon.
Spanish moon. Yeah, I like Spanish moon.
The moon of Europe.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because it's in black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We did it. We renamed France.
Well, so thank y'all for tweeting at us. We always tweet out every week what we're, so follow at What's It Pod. So, because sometimes we tweet it out like 2 hours before we record. So you want to hop on there and get a name in quick if you want it read on the show.
We've been pretty good lately about knowing, because we're not banking a billion. Generally, when we have to bank a bunch, and we're not doing that now. So it's pretty good. We've giving you some days, which is nice.
Ooh, I see one good one already from at Becky Bronstein said Baguettesburg.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a good one.
She's funny. She's a Portland comic.
Hell Becky, yeah.
What's up, Becky? At Bushel of Awesome says baguettes, cigarettes, a beret, tiny bulldogs, frogs, and a downright disdain for anyone not French.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's pretty good. Wow, here we go. At Bog Dude. Wee wee. Ha ha. We didn't have any wee wees, though. I can't believe you and I didn't have a single wee wee.
Wee wee. Well, you know, I knew wee wee is going to get in there somewhere, you know.
Damn, at Darth Plato jumping to the top yet again with Toby Keith's I Hate These Frogs. That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I like this one from at Cody Kennedy said extremely horny and incredibly bred.
Hell yeah, dude.
I like that a lot.
At Turducken MRE, Disdain Mark.
Disdain Mark. That's great.
Really clever.
At I Like Mike Perry said Floppy England. I don't know why I like that so much.
Oh, that's amazing. That's another England. Mike's like a great comic in Omaha. Love Mike.
Oh yeah.
Wow, Trash Maxine had one of mine, Paris, etc. That's great.
Paris, etc.
Yeah.
That's great.
At Seth Mills, it said, keep Paris weird, but it's spelled O-U-I-R-D, weird. Keep Paris weird.
I like that. At Call Me By Your Kevin said, le caca la pipi.
Well, that's the one. I'm sorry. We're going to read the rest, but I fucking guarantee you that's the one.
Le caca la pipi.
At Tay Snorker says, I don't know, sounds greasy. That's great.
Man, that's funny.
At Hot Gandalf 69, unnecessary letters land.
They do have so many on the X. They're throwing the X around like what is the deal, man?
It's weird. Oh, here we go. At Demurest, ooh la la, ha ha ha. Hell yeah.
I really like this one from at Strum My Banjo. He had four in a row that are just great. Bikes on a path, gondola in water, tower something. Wine. That's like a haiku. That's great.
Yeah. At Laundry Pants says Francie Pants.
Francie Pants.
Oh man.
Oh, I like another good one from that Strum My Banjo. Fuck deodorant.
Like that. Oh, hell yeah. That's great.
Oh yeah.
At Still Stalling says Depressed England, which I think is good.
Depressed England.
At Bad Wig, Guillotine the Musical. Damn.
Ooh, hell yeah. Another at Strum My Banjo, Olive Garden. I like Olive Garden.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Man, yeah, Strum My Banjo threw like 800 at us.
This is funny. At M. Rick Anderson, Sparkling Belgium.
Ooh.
That's really funny. I don't really totally get it, but it makes me laugh.
Ooh, I like from at Shagadelic said Fancy Germany.
Yeah, that's really good. Aki Cassatron says Little Italy. That's fun.
Little Italy's great.
Yeah. It is bigger than Italy.
So. Is it?
Yeah, dude. Look at a map.
I don't know the size of anything.
Actually, I think they're about the same. Oh, at Fondle Punch says Daft Punk Assembly Factory. Ooh. I was just, for some reason, I just got back into Daft Punk.
Oh, yeah? They're great.
Yeah.
Love so Daft I guess Punk. Le Caca La Pipi is the...
Dude, I mean, here we... Well, hold on. At Schmitty 402 says, Kissy Kissy Bread Bread.
Kissy Kissy Bread Bread's good, too.
At Ghost Party just says, Poo Poo Pee Pee. At Emily Hope Allen says France. that really makes me laugh.
Oh,
at Andrew Hillary US says small coffee, long bread.
small coffee.
At Ian Gecko, beheaded kingdom. At Ian Gecko also said snobby Spain.
Yes. Spain and England are getting a lot of comparisons here. They deserve it.
At Aaron Harleman says France.
France.
That's
a good name.
Going to France. There are so many. I'm trying to get through. Here's the thing. We're not going to be. What was the caca la pipi?
Yeah. Le caca la pipi.
We're not going to.
We're not going to get better than that.
Some
That's
of these
just
are good.
So funny.
At Boogeyman Weather just says the whale hole. Because there was a stranded beluga whale.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. At It Was Just Austin says Sex Pest Island.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, holy moly.
Let's see.
I'm trying to get. At Toad underscore Rat says the country that fucks maybe too much.
For sure, too much.
That's a lot of fun. And Sadie Quill says, Europe's wimp.
Europe's wimp. Oh,
yeah,
dude.
There are a lot of good ones, but.
Yep.
Le caca la pipi.
That just hit me. I don't know why.
I mean.
Good go and call me by your Kevin.
I don't even know what it means, I think is why. Oh, here's
Le
another
caca
one.
Le caca la pipi.
At Kota Otan says, Europe's ashtray. That's a great one. Damn.
Le caca la
pipi. I don't even see it. Where's Le caca la pipi? You gotta,
I'll
retweet
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's so funny.
Oh, this one's great. At Max J. Kerr, Wyoming. Wyoming.
Ooh, very clever.
That's good.
Wyoming.
Y'all, thank you so much. You. We love you so dearly.
We got to shout out our pitch producers.
Oh, yeah. Man, you're remembering everything today.
I know everything, Dave.
You do know everything. And good job to you.
I'm a smart man.
If you sign up at the Patreon for our Patreon at the $25 level, you're a producer of the show because you're a millionaire.
Yeah, right.
Shout out to Dante Beckwith, our producer, Peter Cumistra, Amanda Richards, James Colton, Anna Snyder, Peter Dahlberg, Eric Williams, Jane Palatini, and our newest $25 producer of the show, Rando Dixon.
Hell yeah, Rando.
Shout out to all of you. Thank you so much for your support, and shout out to every single person who's listening and watching. Thank you for digging our stuff and supporting us. It means the world. We love
you.
You
are the best.
What's it called? Rodeo for all of our social media and more stuff from us. You got tour dates, bro?
Yeah. I got, I already did my tour dates.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I was listening. I was. We love you guys so much.
Oh,
we'll
a quick shout out to Alex and Mary Rose came out to hang on What's a Day in San Diego. That was
Hell yeah. Oh yeah. Man, what a fun. That was so cool. All of you that participated in What's a Day. I was in the Discord a little bit. I talked to some people on Instagram. I cheers with my conservative cum mug.
So fun.
Which I am drinking out of right now. What a lot of fun. And I do. I chug conservative cum.
And I actually have a similar cup. I'm drinking out of a Bucky's.
Same thing. Exactly same thing.
That's the name of conservative cum.
Whatever you put in a Bucky's mug
on a Bucky.
Becomes Lindsey Graham's cum immediately.
Oh boy, I'm ready to lay down.
Yeah, well, I've been laying down all day.
Hell yeah. We love you.
Bye.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?